And in case you're wondering who's answering them all for you this evening, I'm Chris Smith. We also have Emily Seward, who's a plant scientist from Cambridge University with us, and Dominic Ford, who is a space scientist with, I think you have a special penchant for how stars work, don't you, Dominic? Is that your particular area of expertise?
Yeah, stars and planets are quite fun.
Quite a big subject. Well, anyway, if you would like to do some experimenting now, Emily?
We're going to go join Ben and Dave and learn a new trick for that spare change in your pocket.
I have returned to the spiritual home of kitchen science. That's Dave Ansell's kitchen. And today we're going to do an experiment that we have to do in a kitchen because we need a piece of equipment that generally you can't carry around with you, and that's a freezer. Now, Dave, what are we going to do today?
Okay, so what I've got, as well as the freezer, which is sitting in the corner of the kitchen, a couple of lemonade bottles, so fizzy drinks bottles. I'm using half-litre ones because that's all that will fit in my freezer upright. A 2-litre bottle would actually probably work better, but unfortunately I don't have a chest freezer.
Does it matter what sort of drink it is? Does it have to be fizzy?
It will work slightly better with a fizzy drinks bottle because they're a bit stronger. It will probably work with a water bottle or something similar as well. We're actually going to do this with empty bottles. In fact, I've got a couple of empty fizzy drinks bottles in the freezer cooling down. They've been down there for about half an hour. They should be nice and cold, down about minus 18 degrees centigrade.
And is that with the lid on or the lid off?
With the lid off, although I should have one which I left the lid on, so we should see what's happened to it.
Okay, so we're cooling down empty, open bottles. So far, this doesn't really sound very much like an experiment. But the one with the lid on, Dave has just taken out of the freezer, and it looks like it's been crushed. Did you do that before you put it in?
It started off completely inflated, and then in the freezer, it's kind of crushed itself.
Okay, so something about being in the freezer has caused this plastic bottle to pull in on itself, to compress itself. But the other two don't have the lid on, so presumably they're still the right shape.
That's right. What's going on is the air inside the bottle is a gas. It's made of little tiny particles which fly around the place. They only take up space because they bash into the sides. They bash into things. When they bash into things, they push on them and they exert a pressure. The hotter something is, the more energy it's got. So the harder these things fly, faster these things fly around, the more often they bash into things, the harder they bash into them. So the more pressure they apply, so the more space they take up. So as we've cooled this down, we've taken energy out, pressure's dropped, so the bottle's been crushed by the air pressure around it.
But the other ones that don't have a lid on, presumably they must have pulled in extra molecules?
That's right. The air pressure will just push extra air in the top of the bottle, so there should be an extra 10% of air which has got inside that bottle. We have a nice little experiment to show that in a bit more exciting way. So what I've got here is a couple of 2p pieces. You basically just want a coin which is bigger than the neck of the bottle. I'm going to cover one side of it with a bit of loo roll or a bit of tissue. And I'm now going to make this tissue really wet, so sopping wet.
In fact, it's so wet that the tissue's gone transparent, it hardly looks like there's anything there at all.
So while the bottle's in the freezer, we're just going to put the coin tissue side down onto the bottle, shut the door of the freezer and leave it for about half an hour, which should then mean everything freezes nice and tight and possibly seals the top of that bottle.
We'll come back after that's had plenty of chance to freeze and find out just what happens.
So get yourself an empty plastic drink bottle without the lid, some tissue and a coin. Cool the bottle in the freezer, put the tissue over the coin, wet it and put it onto the open neck of the bottle, then put the bottle back in the freezer. We'll catch up with Ben and Dave later to find out what happens.